Now, members of Congress are reacting to the big stories about the Trump administration over the last 2 days. On Monday, a story broke that President Trump had revealed classified information to Russian officials, which the president appeared to confirm on Twitter the next day.
And last night, there were reports of a memo written by ousted FBI Director James Comey, in which he said the president had asked him to end an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Reactions in Congress have ranged from calls for impeachment to defense of the president and all points in between. Paul Singer joins us now, Washington correspondent for USA Today. Paul, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's look at this newest big story, the one that came out last night. What is the importance of this release, or not release, but this news about the existence of this memo by James Comey?
Well, the importance is, I think, for starters, that we now have a piece of paper that Congress wants. James Comey apparently was documenting his conversations with President Trump. And these conversations, it appears Comey believed they were going a little off track, and so he wanted to keep track and write down what was happening. The indications from the memo that Comey was writing are that Mr. Trump might have asked him to drop the investigation of Mike Flynn, because Michael Flynn, the NSA, briefly, the National Security Advisor, was obviously under investigation for his connection to Russia and also to Turkey. Now, the Trump administration says that it's misinterpreted, or it's not exactly what the conversation was about. But remember that Trump last week had tweeted to James Comey, careful what you say because I may have tapes of it. So today, the Republicans who run the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee are asking for documents. They want copies of these Comey memos from the Justice Department, and they want copies of any tapes from the White House. This guarantees that for the next several weeks at least, there's going to be a drip, 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 drip of stories about the process of this investigation and Republicans in Congress trying to extract documents from the White House.
Let's give a listen to House Speaker Paul Ryan reacting to this story and the Russia story and more. Here's a listen.
We need the facts. It is obvious there are some people out there who want to harm the president, but we have an obligation to carry out our oversight regardless of which party is in the White House. And that means before rushing to judgment, we get all the pertinent information. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has appropriately requested this memo, and I'm sure we're going to want to hear from Mr. Comey about why, if this happens as he allegedly describes, why didn't take action at the time.
So 3 points there from the speaker. People out there want to harm the president. Why didn't James Comey take action at the time? Let's not rush to judgment. Is this kind of the main mainstream line from Republicans in the House?
Well, honestly, the mainstream line from Republicans in the House is all over the place. It's not. I mean, the basic line we're getting is, let's wait and see what all this says. I mean, I think in fairness to everybody involved in this, and particularly to the politicians involved with this, we just don't know. And no one's seen these memos. They've been read to our reporters. Reporters have been able to confirm that they exist. No one's actually seen them. So until we actually see what Mr. Comey claims, President Trump told him, and until we see some sort of defense mounted from President Trump, it's hard to know exactly what we're dealing with here. I mean, at the far edge, if Mr. Trump directly contacted the director of the FBI and said, stop investigating me and this guy, that is potentially obstruction of justice. But it's a long way from here, which is a news story or two, describing these memos, to the point of being able to make the legal conclusion that the President of the United States broke the law.
I want to give a listen to Senator John McCain now. He used the phrase Watergate speaking at an event. This was last night.
I think it's reaching the point where it's of Watergate size and scale and a couple of other scandals that you and I have seen. It's a centipede that the shoe continues to drop. And every couple of days, there's a new aspect of this really unhappy situation.
Senator McCain has referred to that centipede with all the shoes dropping a few times now. But is that what it's feeling like, especially for Republicans in Congress, the sense of this bad thing and now what's going to happen?
That's what it feels like for the reporters in Washington. I mean, at 6 o'clock every night, there's another barn burner story suggesting that, you know, something else going wrong in the White House. The problem for the Republicans is that they can't get any of their other agenda items to the top. I mean, this morning, Paul Ryan attempted to open his press conference with Republican leaders talking about how they're going to do a tax reform bill. And then Ryan takes the podium and he gets four or five questions about, you know, should we or should we not impeach the President of the United States? And then he closes down the press conference. You know, I mean, everything else is on the back burner now. This is the only thing that matters. It's the only conversation we're going to be having for quite a while. There is a tax reform hearing tomorrow. I'm not enthusiastic it's going to get a lot of traction because at the moment, nobody in Congress has any real drive to engage with the president on any particular issue, because all they want to know is, what did you say to James Comey? It's going to drown out everything else.
Paul Singer is with us from USA Today, looking at the latest news from Washington, including mainly congressional reaction to the James Comey memo, info sharing with Russia, and more.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you want to see from Congress on these issues? What do you want to hear from your representative? And do you want to see a special prosecutor, maybe a select committee or impeachment proceedings? Or do you think these stories are maybe overblown and Congress should just move on? You can call us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And we continue our conversation now with Paul Singer from USA Today, looking at the latest reaction to the two big stories that broke this week about President Trump's apparent disclosure of intelligence info to Russian officials and about James Comey's memo.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What is your reaction to this steady drumbeat of news? Is the media being unfair to the president? Should Congress be doing more when it comes to oversight of President Trump? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Paul, I want to give a listen to Representative Al Green, a Democrat from Texas, speaking on the House floor today.
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America for obstruction of justice.
People may be a little slower to throw around the I word than Representative Green, but are more people, I assume mainly Democrats, are more people starting to talk about this in Washington?
More than I would have given credence to a week ago. I mean, you know, we have been getting this. There's a funny thing about American politics, of course, is that, you know, as soon as the President of the United States takes office the next day, some of the fringy people in the opposing party will be saying, he should be impeached for, you know, whatever. So we've been getting that, plenty of that. The thing is, you know, impeachment's a pretty high bar. You need to actually commit some sort of significant crimes and misdemeanors, and you know, apologies to Congressman Green, that hasn't been proven yet, obviously. We're a long way from that. But I will say that there has been more serious conversation, or at least serious sort of rumination about, could these be impeachable offenses if they are true? That's where you get to an actual serious conversation now going on in Washington. There are members of Congress, even Republican members of Congress, who have indicated that, look, if it is true that he tried to shut down an FBI investigation, if it is true that he has mishandled classified information in the White House, those could be impeachable offenses. So it is moving from the era of sort of fringy, oh, let's impeach the president, to an actual meaningful conversation about, has the president broken some rules with either, and it would have to be, remember, intent, not just carelessness, to really be a crime, and that's where you're going to get to the particularly challenging part of any kind of discussion about impeachment.
Let's bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. Michael is with us in Milwaukee. Michael, hi.
Hey. It never ceases to amaze me day by day here as another crisis comes up like this, and we're all shocked at how can this happen? What is happening? I can't believe this. Well, we shouldn't be surprised or shocked because a good percentage of the American people knew that we elected a guy for president that has no experience, is unstable. And if we could expect anything from this guy, it was going to be chaos and destruction. And it seems like every day it's another thing, and we tend to be shocked by it. We talk about impeachment and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't want to see the guy go, not being a Democrat. I mean, at least he's keeping the Republican Party locked up and tied up where they can't get anything done. If we get rid of him, maybe Mike Pence will get some of his crazy stuff done. I just can't believe it. And, you know, I've come to the point, I'm not mad at Trump. You know, some people are angry at him. Trump is who he is. Trump is Trump.
Michael, I want to jump in and bring Paul Singer on this. Michael said, hey, working as designed, he knew this was what we'd get. We should stop being shocked about being shocked.
Right. Well, Michael has an excellent point here that I think we have to be careful with our distinctions, right? I mean, it is true. All along it was true that Mr. Trump, as a candidate, called it sort of his calling card that he has no experience in Washington, he's an outsider, he doesn't know how this stuff works. So some of this may be rookie mistakes, but there is also this question of whether President Trump has given sufficient concern for the rules that still apply. The fact of the matter is there are rules for the President of the United States to play by, and they're not just polite company kind of rules, they're actually laws. And that's where the distinction is going to come between somebody who is a sort of bull, you know, I want to be a bull in a china shop, I want to shake stuff up, I want to change stuff around. You know, God bless you for that. But there are reasons that there are three branches of government, each entrusted with certain powers, and you can't just decide that the rule book doesn't apply at all to you. And I think Michael's right that we did elect a guy who we knew was going to try and shake stuff up, but there are limits even on that.
I want to give a listen to President Trump speaking today at the Coast Guard Academy commencement ceremony, saying, when you meet adversity, Coast Guard graduates rise above it. And then he got into his own story a bit. Here it is.
Never, ever, ever give up. Things will work out just fine. Look at the way I've been treated lately, especially by the media. No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly. You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
So sticking with President Trump's message, media treating him unfairly, and that's the story here, not the thing that the stories are about.
Yeah, you know, there's a series of adult words that I don't use on the radio to describe that kind of stuff, that it is very, very easy to. I mean, this is a politician speaking here who accuses the free press of the United States of America of being the enemy of the people. The fact of the matter is he doesn't like the stories. And he doesn't like the stories in part because the stories show him doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And if it was all fiction, if it was all fake news, if it was being treated unfairly, there is no reason on earth that the Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee would be sending him a letter saying, I'd like all the documents and all the tapes from your conversations with FBI Director Comey. I mean, the fact of the matter is there is some kind of there. We have not accused him of a crime because we don't know that there is a crime, but we are, the press is disclosing his interactions with people that appear to be beyond the pale of what the President of the United States should be doing. That's on him, not on us.
Let's bring on another caller now. Fred is with us in Westby. Fred, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, as I was telling your call screener, I just feel like this is a smokescreen on part of both political parties to keep legitimacy when it's, you know, public sentiment's at an all-time high. We're dissatisfied with both points. I'm an independent. I never bought into the two-party, you know, Coke-Pepsi system you guys have set up here. Your callers, you know, you're both representative of a, you know, just completely ideological like dogmatic perspective. There's no pragmatism or will to move things forward in the nation from either political party. I can't wait till you're gone. Either of you, you need to get real jobs. Learn to hang sheetrock. Thank you.
All right. Fred, I think that was an attack on the political parties and those who talk about them in the media as well, Paul.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd be happy to hang sheetrock. I do that on the weekends from time to time. But the fact of the matter is that, and this is one of the things that worries me, right, is that people declare, oh, a pox on all your houses. You know, the media is fixed. Everyone's corrupt. It's all rigged. You know, if that's your feeling, don't waste your time calling a radio station to say that we're all idiots. Go down to your local county board, get yourself registered to vote, organize some of your friends, and get out and do something about it. I mean, the nice thing about democracy is that you don't have to complain about the choices. You can go ahead and offer new choices. Love to have you in the field. And as a reporter, love to write about a qualified candidate who joins the field, no matter what their party affiliation, even if it's none. Keep in mind, Bernie Sanders was not really a Democrat until he started running for president as a Democrat. So, you know, it is not just a two-party system thing here.
We'll leave it there for now, Paul. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob. Be well.
You too. That's Paul Singer, Washington correspondent for USA Today.